The better to see you with, Mr. Bad Guy. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Cameras are everywhere now. The question is, when it comes to identifying bad guys for purposes of preventing terrorism, who's going to watch all that video? Ideally, machines would watch it. Machines able to recognize faces using something called
biometric optical surveillance system technology.
Jeff Harvey is a spokesman at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory in Kennewick, Washington, which tested the technology at a local arena.
In the parking lot outdoors, by hiring individuals to participate in this. So we didn't use any public individuals. No one was involved in this except the folks that we had hired.
And as these 30 hired volunteers milled around in the parking lot, two robotic cameras with infrared and distance sensors took videos from various angles, in sunlight and in shade, while a computer attempted to match the videos in real time to mugshots stored in a database. But as he told station KONA,
we took the photos outdoors in a variety of different ways, and we found that there's a lot more work that needs to be done before you can deploy this technology for facial recognition.
Didn't work, at least not the way it was supposed to. So if you're one of those worried about the ever-expanding scope of government surveillance, there is one less thing to worry about for now. And even if they do make it work, there are always Groucho glasses.
I can listen to this man forever.
Thank you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.